Gap.
KR4DMQ testing. KR4DMQ testing.
4TMQ, sounding good.
Okay, thank you. Just testing out. I've got a new radio and trying to figure out what all these knobs and buttons do. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, KR4ACR.
KR4DMQ.
KQ4LOO, requesting a signal check.
Sounds a little better than it did earlier, N4ZLK. LOO, N4ZLK.
Propagation must be really off today because I cannot receive anybody and people can barely hear me, so I didn't catch what you said.
It's a lot better than you did earlier. Your signal's a lot better, but sounds like you can hear me. N4ZLK. CR N4ZLK.
Yes, sir. Repeat, because it broke up on me, KQ4LOO. ZLK, do you copy me?
It's funny, I stopped, like, and everything went away, and I moved forward 2 inches, and there you were.
Well, it is in a lot of places.
I can catch a few verbal I said, but sorry about hogging the frequency this morning with Matthew. I think you might have destinated in the middle of our conversation.
Yeah, I sat there for a couple of minutes, but I had to jump out and keep moving, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not including you. I should have let you get in there.
I did not take it personally. No big deal.
Sometimes, you know, when there's more than one person, there are more than
Yeah, KQ4LOO will be standing by, hoping for better propagation. I'm not getting a very good signal, and apparently the people are not receiving mine too well either. Shane, that LOO station, I don't know, he's having problems hearing us, but he covered you up.
4LOO, can you hear me? N4ZLK. He's had a pretty good signal the last couple days, but he's having trouble today. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I'm on Wade Hampton, just headed back that way, yes.
I go then, it sounds like.
Question, but in Cleveland, South Carolina, what do you have for internet at home?
AT&T, and it was wired. It came in over the phone, old phone line, so there we actually went.
I heard you say you had AT&T over copper, but that's about the last thing I heard.
I'm in a bad spot. N4ZLK. Hey, is this any better, Terry?
Yeah, I got you now at the moment anyway.
It's a really low spot. Going under a bridge there on 85 and Malden Road. Or really Augusta Road. But, yeah, we have AT&T over the line, and then they sent me a cellular Wi-Fi device and canceled that other service. We also have access to, Blue Ridge Electric partnered with a cable company. I can't remember the name of them, and they ran cable lines all out there, all down 11 and all through our neighborhood. So if I want it, I can get pretty high-speed internet service over cable.
I was just curious. I'm not specifically familiar with Cleveland itself. I mean, I know the general area, but I just didn't know if you had anything like that. I know they're doing away with all the copper they can.
Upcountry Fiber, that's the name of it. Upcountry Fiber. They came through and ran lines all down 288 and Highway 11 and all out through Pumpkin Town and Pickens area. They partnered with Blue Ridge Electric. But it's a little expensive. I don't need it. I don't need that high speed as fast. And with this new cellular Wi-Fi I got, my speed jumped way up. I just have, I hardly have a signal. You know how you look on your phone and it shows one or two or three bars, full bars, whatever. It's only one light is lit up, only one bar on that Wi-Fi, but I get better service now than I did when it was over the copper.
I'm sure. I just had a friend and lives down in Pauline out of Spartanburg County, and he had to get Starlink because he couldn't get anything else, and that was the only reason I asked. I just wouldn't be able to build a house where they didn't have internet problems.
Starlink would work for me. I got so many trees around that my view of the sky is limited, unfortunately. Probably going to have to take some of them back. They've really grown since we've been there.
Spectrum went through, and like I say, it's in the middle of nowhere, but Spectrum went through with fiber. Of course, I don't have fiber where I live, but he got fiber down there, so he's going to turn the Starlink off, but I've got to help him with his IT stuff.
Yeah, we had fiber optic through our neighborhoods on the phone lines and everything through AT&T, and however it came, I guess, over the cable or over the wire on the poles, utility poles, and then it dropped down to the fiber optic in the neighborhood. I've always had good service. I mean, I can stream anything I need, and internet's fast. The only issue I ever ran into was my son came out during... they were having power outages or something, and he came out and he was working at the house, and he just said it was too slow for his work. He was trying to work from home, but he ended up being able to plug in, and that worked out.
T-Mobile internet box like you're talking about at my house, and it works fine. I mean, I've got Spectrum too, but now T-Mobile's bought out Lumos. Lumos came through my neighborhood and cut up everything in their yard. And now T-Mobile bought that, so I don't know.
So was it you that was telling me they could hit every gas line they could find?
Oh, yeah, I may have been the one that told you that. One night I went home, and there was more Piedmont Natural Gas trucks there than I knew we had in Spartanburg County.
Contractors are good at that, aren't they?
Well, everybody that's got it in there now seems to say it works, and because I have one of my phone lines is on T-Mobile, they've got some sort of promotion for anybody that has a phone line that you can get it guaranteed $70 a month for 10 years for 2 gigs. So, I don't know.
Too bad, I guess. I don't pay quite that much. Close to it, but not quite. But that upcountry fiber was going to be a lot more, and I just don't need it right now. Maybe I will one day, but I don't right now.
Well, if they're the only ones out there and no competition, that's probably why they're the highest.
Yeah, and it was just AT&T or, satellite or dish or whatever. And I didn't want to go that way.
People have more speed or think they need more speed than they really do.
I understand. And it's pretty good coverage over the house, too. I used to have the Wi-Fi box kind of centered in the house. And when they sent this new cellular Wi-Fi, my wife said, that's too big and ugly to sit out where we had the other one. I can't hide it. So I've got it back in my office. That's where I set it up. And it works great. We can stream on the other end, other end of the house in our bedroom, so just haven't noticed any issues.
It'll work.
I'm real close to my next pickup here, so I'll let you go, but you have a good evening. Drive safe. We'll talk to you again. And one day swing in for lunch if you see me out there. Swing in and say hello. If I'm parked in that same parking lot, I'll be at Two Bros because I don't eat at that Mexican place. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Well, one of these weeks my life's going to get better, I'm sure. Certain of it. KR4ACR, N4ZLK, we'll be clear.
KO4PXB.
PXB, KR4ACR.
Yep, good evening. I heard you and Shane talking a while ago. So I was just kind of, I'll definitely be in quiet, just listening. How's your day?
Well, of the week so far, this has been the least stressful, but, yeah, just busy.
Yep, Yeah, definitely the same here. It sounds like you do a little bit of IT work, or a good bit of IT work.
No. That is my second thing that I do for some people that I got, or it's friends and family, so to speak. I do one company, but no, I'm in the courier business. It just happens that I'm good and cheap, I guess, at helping them.
Yeah, I do IT, so I'm not cheap, like I said, but I definitely do things the right way, because I've had quite a few people that mention, well, when they're replacing a hard drive, or I give them a computer, and they ask, well, can you put a hard drive in it and load the operating system and all the, you know, Microsoft Word and stuff like that? And I let them know that, well, this is the cost for a license for the operating system, and this is the license for the office, and so, and let it go from there.
Oh, same. We got trucks the same way with us. We got one truck that we've had in the shop. We've had it in multiple shops over 3 or 4 months, and none of them can fix it. And we talked to a shop today, and they said, we can definitely fix it, but it's not going to be cheap.
Yeah, that sounds like what they used to call it, a bay, and it just hangs out there all the time and really never stays on the road. And some points like that, better just to scrap it for what you can get out of it and get something different if it's going to eat you to death in cost.
Mechanic tells me he don't know what else to do with it. I don't know why we keep taking it back to him.
Nope, nor do I. Sometimes that all depends on if that company has a contract with a certain mechanic. That's why they may go back there.
I just help a few people that I know. I'm not really an IT guy per se.
Yeah, I've been doing IT stuff over 20 years, and probably a couple months ago I picked up a whole bunch of scrap computers and got them all back up and running. Of course, it did not have the hard drives in it at that point in time, and I donated them to a nursing home, and then they went and bought the hard drives and all the licensing for that, and since they were, you could get like 5 licenses, and you could use that on your per computer, and then, but you still had to buy the office license.
Well, at least you got them up and going.
They were definitely up and running, and I made them, you know, sign the paperwork saying that I'm giving you 2 of them in good working order. If somebody messes them up, you know, because I'm giving them to you right now with, you know, no guarantee on my part. So it's, that way, if somebody breaks them, then if you want them fixed, then the cost is on you.
You do that, I mean, you'd be hooked forever if you didn't.
Yep, and that way, if somebody messes something up, then, well, you need to come back and fix it. No. I had a phone call. Obviously, it wasn't important. Since I don't know anybody in Pelzer, it was probably a spam call. If it's important, they'll leave a message.
See, I get a lot of calls that say spam, and I just let them go to voicemail. If it's important, it is. If it isn't, it isn't.
Yep, since I do not know anybody in Pelzer, that's why I just let it roll to voicemail. If it's important, they'll leave a voicemail.
I mean, as I do dispatch, and, you know, you'll get somebody that's here locally, but they've kept their cell phone number from Wisconsin or somewhere, so I usually think it's not going to be somebody here, and it will be.
Yep, I've got a guy like that in my Masonic Lodge. He's kept his number from California. And until I, you know, recognized and put his, you know, name on it, then every time I'd get a call from California, I would just let it roll to voicemail, and he would go, "Oh, you're ignoring my calls." Like, so now I don't. Now I answer it whenever I, you know, see it.
Some of those numbers are computer numbers, and they just keep rolling to a different number to call you.
Yep, that's why. it does very little good at all to sit there and do the block this number when somebody calls you, because they're just going to change one digit, and now you wasted more time trying to block that number that when they're just going to change it.
Call from the same prefix as where you are, you think it's somebody you might know or somebody that is really supposed to be calling you, and then it's jumped.
Yep, that is definitely true, and I had one like that a while ago. You know, well, it was actually from an 864-967, which is the Simpsonville area, but and it was an AI-generated call, and it was from my daughter, and saying that this is your home number calling, and it's from so-and-so. And so I just hung up on it because I do not have a landline at my house to dial from.
Somebody said the other day that they were the only one country that still had a landline.
Yeah, that's definitely becoming a dinosaur. When my parents moved to Georgia probably 10, 15 years ago, my dad, and they did get reimbursed on it, but they were still paying rental on that rotary phone that they had in the kitchen.
Phone tied to the wall.
Yep. And after they lived in that house probably 28 years, I think they paid off that rotary phone by then.
November 4, Romeo, Charlie, Mike, Chris and Skyland. Good afternoon, Chris. I hope you are having a good day.
It's PXB. I think I stepped on part of somebody's transmission that or he overpowered me, one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Unless he was on a different, thought he was on a different repeater.
Yep, I have no idea, but last calling station is KO4PXB. All right, he must have jumped to the frequency where he needed. Did you have any major damage from the high winds yesterday?
No. I mean, I didn't really go out. I leave the house early. I didn't really go out and look around, but my wife would have let me know something was torn up, so I would say no.
Because that probably would have been on your honey-do list to repair. But I was coming home on Highway 417 there in Simpsonville, and I just saw the shadow of the outline where either a big part of the branch fell on some power lines and took it down. And so that top end of Highway 417 and right there in Simpsonville around the Hardee's and Starbucks, they were without power pretty much almost past the old YMCA on Highway 14.
In Spartanburg County and Moore, and I mean, it rained hard and wind and stuff. I looked out the window this morning and my antenna was still up. I did look at that, but I heard somebody on one of the Pickens repeaters earlier today, and they were talking about going to get a generator because power was out.
Yep, the smartest thing me and my wife did probably about 4 or 5 years ago is we got one of those standby generators that runs the whole house. We took our tax return and made that investment.
Was it powered, natural gas or something else?
They just had to increase the line diameter because they said once it, if so many things got going, then it would overwhelm the intake of the natural gas and shut it off. So, but for the cost of it, it has definitely paid off because during the hurricane and during that winter storm a couple of years ago, you know, we never lost power. So definitely not losing stuff in the refrigerator and freezers during that time frame help offset the cost of it.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. That's why I was asking about the natural gas, because, you know, you don't have to fool with going to get gas to put in the generator and all that.
Yep, because the gas bill during that time when the generator ran for like 7 days was $212. so that wasn't bad at all.
For gas, too, but I mean, I don't have that kind of generator. I have the other kind, so it was definitely a hassle to keep it filled up with gas when I was working in Greenville.
Yeah, I bet it was. So the only thing that, and I kept checking with my neighbor that was right behind me, he's elderly, and if he, you know, needed to come over for to stay warm and power, because like I said, it was running the whole house, and so I had heat. The only thing that, of course, because the cable was out, couldn't do anything about the cable with a five-year-old, so we pretty much just, you know, put DVDs in the player and went from there.
Thing, even if you have the power, if the power to the cable nodes or even fiber up back up the street somewhere is out, you're out.
Yep. And I was going to take a stand to one of the gas power generators to my daughter that lives in Graycourt, but when she mentioned that her neighbor had two of them stolen, I was like, no, and they were there when they were stolen. So I was like, no, not going to have a, you know, generator stolen. And looks at, which was, I dislike a thief, but the more so to do it when you're there.
I'll steal it right out from under your nose.
Yep, within reason. If you need something, just ask me. I'll do what I can to help you. But to steal it from me, no.
Free.
Yep, just like pretty much everyone in this world thinks, the two worst things is a thief and a liar.
Neighborhood, but I've seen a lot of places where they have these metal cages around their outside air conditioning units, I guess, because they have people that try to make off with that.
Man, just back to the stupidity and the just people not caring about anybody else except themselves.
About here running the store for a minute, but it was nice chatting with you.
You too, please be careful, and I'm not far from the QTH, so I'll definitely say 73 till another time. It's KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, this is KR4ACR. We'll be clear.